Alrighty, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Millennials Marriage. This is our first shot at a podcast here, so bear with us throughout. It's going to be a little weird, but we're trying this out. We wanted to for a while now. I mean, I've wanted to do my own, but I haven't really gotten people to do it with me. So this is our first shot of me and you doing it together. So that's, I guess, a cool thing. Also, my name's Thomas, and
okay,
Alyssa is right there.
I'm going to jump in here. So, millennials marriage.
All right, leave me alone.
That's not it.
You wanted me to start.
I wanted Thomas to start because he has way more experience in this. I just wanted to talk about shit.
Okay, that's fine.
But, yeah, so, millennial marriage is the name I'm trying to, like, go with here. I mean, a lot of people are confused as to why millennial marriage. Like, I've literally had people at work ask me if we're engaged.
Yeah, it's. Well, everybody asked me, why did you say marriage? Like, it doesn't make any sense. Why.
Because...
But no, I mean, I understand and, like, what you're saying. And, like, don't get me wrong, we're going to be married in the future, near future or far future, whatever it is. It's going to happen. So, like, that doesn't change the fact that, like...
Yeah, well, let me explain... I don't know. Should we follow our little guidelines
or should we just keep going? Yeah.
Okay, yeah. So basically, me and Thomas wanted to do a podcast. Like Thomas said, he's wanted to do one for a long time, but like could never get somebody consistently to do it with him. And I wanted to do one on topics that I find interesting that I want to listen to, like, because I listen to podcasts all the time, but I can never find one that I like can actually relate to. So I feel like if we maybe start that for other people to relate to, even if it just starts out with people that just know us and not anyone else, like, I still think it's pretty cool.
No, exactly. So, I mean, it's not like I'm expecting us to have a billion people
listeners in a week. Exactly, yeah. So. But no, so like we said, I'm Alyssa.
I'm Thomas. Yeah. All right, so we're gonna introduce like kind of who we are and stuff like that, and like go into all that and kind of just go through a bunch of topics today, just because it's our first show, so we're just kind of gonna go for the flow and just see what happens.
Yeah. So we're both from New Jersey, yeah. West Milford, yeah.
Small town up in. Oh, I guess not small. It's pretty big.
Yeah.
I mean. Small population, I guess, wise, but like
everyone knows everyone. That's what we mean by small.
It's big in that sense, you know. I agree with that.
But yeah, we're both from West Milford. We both went to the same high school. We didn't talk ever in high school.
It's true. It's true.
We can make a whole freaking podcast on that topic. Yeah, but yeah, we didn't really talk in high school. Went to college. We had mutual friends introduce us in college. And the rest is history.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like I didn't know you in high school, but like we were just in two completely different.
I highly fucking doubt you knew who I was. Baloney, but that's total baloney. But it's fine. Anyway, we've been dating for It'll be 5 years in November.
Yep.
Started dating in college. Then we both graduated. We moved in together in South Jersey, and now we live in Philly.
Yeah. No. I mean, yeah, we moved in. Before I graduated.
Right.
We were still at Rowan for that one year, and then we moved into Philly.
Yeah. So Thomas went to community, then transferred to Rowan,
mm-hmm.
and I went to Westchester in Pennsylvania. And his last year of college, we lived together. And then after he graduated, we moved to Philly. And we've been living in Philly for a little over a year.
Yeah.
About a year.
And I mean, we could also consider ourselves kind of married too, because we also have a child that we have to take care of all the time too.
We have a dog, she's gonna be almost three.
Yeah, she's almost three now. I was about to say 2 3/4, but it's close enough to now three. So
yeah, but, we have a 3-year-old dog.
Exactly.
That I got for Thomas for our anniversary 3 years ago.
Yeah, 3 years ago now. Yeah.
Yeah. October of 2016.
It was before our anniversary.
Yeah, right.
Because it was
right
in before. October, but it was our anniversary gift.
So yeah, so she's chilling behind Thomas.
Yeah, she's being a little good girl. So.
So if you hear any like rustling
or the collar jingling,
that would be Macy. Yeah, yeah.
That's the little one in the background.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean,
I freaking love fun facts, which is why I said fun facts.
Okay.
I'm looking at our little like summary of today, and I put fun facts.
I don't know, like, do you have any fun facts? Like, I don't
know. I have two go-to fun facts, okay, but see. I think you should go first.
Oh, like fun facts about ourselves.
Yeah, fun fact about you.
I thought you were talking about, like, fun facts in general. I don't know.
No, I don't give a shit about general.
I thought you were just...
This is all about us.
Yeah, no, I realize that. Oh, yeah, take it easy there. Fun fact.
You have 3 seconds.
No, well, you go first.
Okay, so my fun fact always is I played the bagpipes. And that, like, blows people's minds for some reason. Like, everyone's like, that's so cool. Do you still do it? I don't. I wish I did, but I think it's a cool fun fact.
I mean, I'm not a fun guy, so that might be my...
Come on.
I just can't think of a fun fact off the top of my head. Like, I don't know.
Nothing?
I mean, I played baseball in high school.
That's not so fun. You've been to Alaska.
Alaska was cool. I've been to Washington State. That was awesome. I saw a moose and a bunch of cool...
here's a good fun fact for you.
Oh, what?
How many distinct beers have you drank in your lifetime?
On Untappd, which is a great app if anybody wants it. This is not a plug or anything like that, but like it's a great app. I have 1,127 on there. It's nothing compared to like the rest of my family members and friends, but like still, it's a decent amount of beers. I mean, I love drinking beer, so that's definitely a huge part of my life. Yeah. If you had to say that, so.
So I think that's a cool fact. Like, yeah. I've probably had, yeah, just, like, 30 different beers in my lifetime.
It's a cool fact that I'm an alcoholic, but it's...
Aren't we all?
Exactly.
All right. So why don't we talk about, like, why we're doing this? I guess we, like, touched on it a little bit in the beginning, that you've always wanted to do a podcast, and I wanted something that I can, like, relate to, I guess, in, like, this form of... media.
Yeah, no, I know what you're saying.
Not that I'm gonna be like listening to myself, but I think it's cool for other people, maybe. Like, if one person can relate to what we're talking about, I think that's cool.
Yeah, no, that's exactly like the thing is like you don't have to reach a wide variety to start. We just, if we reach a couple people or some people are like, hey, this is cool, like that's how you build up from there. So that's
right.
It's a nice thing. And like I mean, I just like talking, so that's my problem. Like, all my friends tell me that I just never shut up, and I probably got it from my mom, too, because she just never shut the heck up either. But, like, I just enjoy talking. I can talk about anything. Even on a topic I don't know, I'll just BS the crap out of it. So that's the kind of the way I am, so.
I'm sure that's, like, really encouraging for the people listening that you're going to BS.
No, I mean, like, I'm talking about, like, if I had to go into a topic that I've never, like, heard of before in my life. Like, obviously, all the topics we're going to talk about here are relating to us, so I'm going to know all about them.
Okay, that's fine. So the meaning behind the name, there really is like nothing crazy about it. I thought of it like 2 weeks ago, a month ago, I don't know. Like, people love a great alliteration, like millennial marriage, MM. I don't know. Somebody at work told me that. One of my friends was like, everyone loves a good alliteration. And I was like, you're damn right. I just think it's like catchy. The thought behind it is that obviously we're millennials. That's like a huge like word.
I hate being a millennial, but right. Like, yeah, like at
that
the same
word
time,
is like super touchy. Like, people hate it. Like,
well, it's because it's just like it
has a bad connotation to it. But I mean, it's fact. Like, that's what we are. That's our age bracket. And then marriage. I think nowadays millennials, especially, don't really get married.
I feel like
they just kind of live together, and like no one's putting a pressure on getting married, so it's almost like not the new norm, because obviously people are still getting married. I know a ton of people are are married.
I know what you're saying.
But I think like nowadays it's like, okay, you start dating and then like you immediately like live together almost.
Yeah,
or like
exactly.
In a short period of time.
Well, that's the thing, is that like I personally think that like living together
is being
married. Exactly. Like having to be in a house with somebody for a year on an end, or like just daily basis. Like it's crazy going from like me living in an apartment with 3 or 4 guys, or you living in an apartment with Heidi and stuff like that in college, and then you go into a whole situation where you're just
it's completely different.
It's a totally different, or just living on your own, like, and then going into a relationship.
And like I said, like, we're gonna do a topic like just on living together.
So
like, we'll go into more detail, but I think like, almost being young, living together, like, that is not the way it was when our parents were kids. My parents were so, so mad that we were living together. But, like, nowadays, like, everybody is living with their significant other.
It changes, though, because, like, I mean, your parents weren't happy about it, but, like, my parents were a little different. So there's, like, different philosophies and stuff like that. But, no, then again, my parents are also younger than your parents, so that might have a little difference, too. So, like, it's like, just a mentality and philosophy, how they grew up and things of that nature.
Right.
So
that's the meaning, like, behind the name. It's, like, counterintuitive.
Yeah, don't take it that we're not married. Yeah, well, soon enough, like, she'll have a rock on her finger. Trust me. Like, don't worry about that. Like, if you guys don't believe me, then just wait a year or so, and then we'll have it on there. Okay.
I don't think anyone is worried about
I'm just
that.
Saying it is.
Anyway, so the structure of this, I was thinking, and, like, me and Thomas, like, haven't really sat down and, like, put too much thought into it. We're kind of just, like, doing it for fun. So,
exactly.
Like, there's no script. Like, there's really no, like, whatever.
Yeah, like,
no
our guideline right now that we have is just, like,
in
so
notes.
Yeah, just so we don't
like
lose,
on my laptop.
Yeah, just so we don't lose track of, like, where we're going with like, each kind of thing.
Which
or
is
just
actually
get carried away,
yeah.
Which is a good thing.
And we just had dinner before this, and I had nothing written up, and Thomas was like, are you going to write up notes? And I was like, no. And now that I'm sitting here, I'm like, thank God I wrote this, because, like, this is super helpful. Like,
yeah, no, exactly. Well, yeah, I mean, well, the problem is that in a podcast like this, you can go off topic, and then you're like, where the heck are we
right
now? Like, what are we trying to talk about? Like, and then it just screws up everything.
Yeah, so the structure of it, I was thinking, and, like, we can talk more if you disagree, but half hour, 45
yeah,
minutes.
Around
whatever.
That range. Probably a half hour, I would say.
Yeah, keep that. Posting once a week. I'm thinking every Sunday, 2 p.m., since, like, that's what
we
started with.
Usually we'll probably record either Saturday afternoon or Saturday night and stuff like that, and then post it Sunday just for,
get
I guess,
the week
guest
going.
Sake. Yeah, exactly. So.
And then every week we're going to have a different topic. So I've thought of, like, a whole bunch of topics. I've already said a few, like, living together, our lives before we were dating, our lives, like, and our social groups together, mm-hmm. like, having different friends, having the same friend groups,
I mean, dislikes and likes that we have about each other. I mean, like, all kinds
Disagree-
of different things.
Communication
yeah,
is
exactly.
a huge one. Politics and religion we should talk about.
Yeah.
Like, all the things that are taboo to talk about. I want to have a whole podcast on freaking sex.
Yeah,
but, like,
exactly. Well, yeah,
see.
Exactly. Yeah, you got to see how
we
that
don't
goes
know
and
who's
stuff like that. Yeah,
moms
exactly.
are listening, but, like,
hey,
that's,
we're
like,
putting it out
I
there.
Got.
That's all there is to
it.
I'm sick and tired of everybody being nicey-nicey nowadays and have to be PC and all that stuff. I'm not a big fan into that. Like, if I'm going to say something, I mean it. That's what I mean. And, like, I'm not going to turn away from what I said. So
I want to do, and you're going to get mad at me for saying this already, I want to do a podcast on me making more money than you.
I mean, yeah, I mean, that's fine.
I think that's super
It's an
interesting
topic. Yeah,
nowadays,
no, exactly. It's
that the girl can be the breadwinner.
Yeah, I mean, especially back in the day, like, that's such a, it's like a full,
Not,
it's a
yeah.
huge, huge role that has changed completely. So
an episode on kids, an episode on weddings, an episode on, like, anything whatever it is, like,
we might
maybe
even,
we could freestyle
we might even have an episode where we just go through topics that are going on in the world right now and just kind of talk about that and see what's going on and what we think about it. And
and the whole basis of the podcast is seeing how a couple, like, communicates and, like, works with each other.
I mean,
and
don't,
like,
get me wrong, we have our struggles sometimes and stuff like that, but that's the way it is, and we're gonna probably get get in arguments on this. Will no doubt about it, so, like, that's probably gonna happen, but that's, like, all a part of it. Like, it's fun to have an argument sometimes not, but, like, it's the way it is.
Exactly. And then something recently, which I don't even think I told you yet, was I wasn't planning on doing guests. But had, like, three or four people, like, say to me or text me being like, oh, like, I want to be a guest. Like, I better be your first guest. So, like, I want to do an episode on like couples and then like people that aren't in relationships. Yeah, and I have like a great guest lined up for that. Yeah, like
one of our close friends.
Another couple, like
exactly
talking about a topic. So it's like two couples and like seeing that dynamic.
Yeah, and stuff like that. No.
So I think guests like will be a thing.
Yeah, it's not going to be every time. It's more or less going to be us all the time. But then the guests will happen here and there and stuff like that.
I want to have your brother and Katie on.
Exactly.
Katie will be amazing. I feel like.
Well, yeah, because she's exactly like me, and we just never shut the heck up. So.
And me and Ronnie will just sit here like smirking at each other. But yeah, so a bunch of cool things that I have.
Lined up in the future.
So
I gotcha.
We'll figure it out. So
that's a pretty much that's a good intro to our podcast.
I think so.
It's not too bad so far.
Oh, where you can find it?
As of right now, we don't have a specific like kind of spot to put it. We're trying to get it onto iTunes and Spotify and all that stuff.
Yeah.
But for right now, we're just gonna
we're gonna
let everybody know when we put it out there on social media tomorrow, and when we post it, you'll get all the information of where exactly we're putting it. But the goal is to
every
be on
week,
iTunes
yeah.
and stuff like that.
So yeah,
future,
we just
so.
Need to figure out those logistics.
What, yeah, and
obviously.
What's the best method to get to that point? So
you mentioned Instagram. I'm really trying to be active on our Instagram, Millennial Marriage 1 on Instagram, so follow that if you don't already.
We might get a Twitter in the future, too. Who knows? Yeah. We'll see what happens.
Whatever.
But yeah, exactly. So.
But, so, yeah, I think that covers it.
Most of our news will happen on the Instagram and stuff like that. If we have anything going on during the week or want an update or just want to talk to anybody or if you want to reach out to us and have an idea or topic. So, yeah, definitely just communicate. Be awesome. We love the feedback and stuff like that too.
Exactly, yeah. So with that, that's a good transition into questions that we've gotten.
How many questions
from
you got?
Instagram? I got 10.
Oh, I thought you were gonna say 20 because then we could play 20 questions. But
anyways. Oh no. Well, I was thinking of I'm a huge like YouTube video watcher, and on YouTube there's like tags, and there's like the boyfriend tag.
Uh-huh.
So I was thinking of pulling questions off of that and taking the questions that I got from our Instagram.
Okay, yeah.
So I'm gonna start with the boyfriend tag questions because those are like really basic.
We're a basic podcast is what you're saying.
I mean, I'm pretty fucking basic, so let me pull it up really quick. I should have had this like prepared.
Yeah, probably.
Whatever.
I mean, this is first podcast. What are you gonna do?
So there's 100 on this, but I'm gonna do the first 10.
Yeah, don't go crazy. Also, we're doing 20 questions then.
Yeah. That's the point. Okay. So
this is all you just asking me?
Well, I'll read them, and we can both answer. Who is your celebrity crush?
You already know it.
Jennifer Aniston.
She's a sweetheart.
I really don't think I have one. It changes.
Yeah, you said like different ones throughout. I mean,
you used to be
Blake Shelton used to be a one back in the day and stuff like that.
You know who is my current?
Charlie Puth, you were going nuts over a couple weeks ago, too.
But no, the guy that plays Nikki Six in The Dirt.
I don't remember his name, but I
follow him on Instagram and I love him. Okay. Where do we shop for our clothes? This is another fucking stupid question.
I know where I shop for my clothes. I mean, I like TJ Maxx, Marshalls, and stuff like that. And then for like jeans and stuff like that, Kohl's, because I like Levi's and stuff like that. And Kohl's are just the best options. But I mean, you have a wide variety because you order stuff online too, and like all kinds of stuff from different websites.
Recently, I've been into exercise clothes. So I'm like buying like so many different like leggings and like matching sets and stuff,
which is crazy. Yeah,
you
know, no
I
girl
like
needs 100 leggings like you have. Like you have.
That's what you think.
I know, but
all right. Would you rather write a poem or sing a love song? Write a poem. I'm not singing.
That's interesting.
I will never sing. I'm not a singer.
No, I probably sing just because I'm more outgoing and like vocal in that way. I probably read a poem too, but I feel like I could deliver a good song real strong, like the keys and pitches and stuff like that, just because I got a beautiful voice, but whatever. It's okay.
All right. Close your eyes. I'm closing mine.
Oh.
What are our eye colors?
Brown.
Blue. That's easy.
Actually, I mean, mine's blue green, I guess you could say, right?
And mine's brown green.
No,
could
yours
say.
Is just brown.
No, I.
Yours is poop brown.
If you put my eye in the
you
sun,
have big poop brown eyes,
and you have big blue eyes. There's no green in there.
Not poop brown, though.
No. Whatever. What? This is a weird question. What is my weirdest behavior? Yours is in the car when we're driving and you freaking pick at your fingers and bite your finger skin.
I'm just an anxious person, so that's why. Like, I do like shaking of the leg and all kinds of stuff.
I don't
like
mind that.
That,
but like, I don't mind that, but when you pick your finger skin,
yeah.
And you bite your finger skin.
Sometimes that happens. Everybody does that kind of stuff.
It's so annoying, and I don't like it.
I mean, your weirdest habit, I'm trying to think. Not cleaning out your freaking things out of your lunchbox. I don't know what that is. You literally
my
that's
Tupperwares.
A habit. You can't like go a day without like you literally every day I come home and then they sit there all day long and then I open them up and it's just like we always complain about the smell inside the place, but it's probably because you're leaving food out in warm and when it's supposed to be in the fridge or somewhere else or in the garbage.
My Tupperwares. Yeah, sorry.
So good. No, it's okay.
What is my favorite drink. So, like, let's make it alcoholic.
I mean, rum and coke is, like, one of your go-tos, and then, like...
Not anymore.
Well, yeah, not anymore. I love... I mean, white wine spritzers, if you're feeling like that, you like that.
What did I tell you that Sarah got me turned on to?
I can't remember the name of it.
Okay, one of my friends yesterday... This was just yesterday. Got me hooked on freaking Aperol Spritz or something. It's so good. It's like Aperol and rosé and like Perrier or whatever. Perrier. So good. I wouldn't say that's my favorite drink, but
just give me
it's
a
up there.
Cold beer or gin or vodka.
An IPA.
Gin, vodka, or whiskey, and I'm good.
Yours is like an IPA.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
This is a weird question, too. Would you take a bath with me?
Yeah. What do you mean?
I think we have.
Well, I think it was... I'm trying to think of
what... It was on vacation.
Oh, yeah, it was on vacation.
It was in Valley Forge.
Yeah, it was.
That was the only place we went with a big bathtub.
Yeah, the big bathtub. Your parents have a big bathtub, but that's just weird going into
No, they don't.
Oh, I thought they did.
They have a shower. They don't have a bathtub.
Okay.
Oh, that's another topic we need to do is when you always think you're right.
Oh, okay.
These questions are so weird. Which is my favorite place to be massaged? Yours is your calves.
Yeah,
love your
good
calves.
Calf massage. Me and my brother are weird about that. We love good calf massage. So, yours is you like your feet, and then you like your, you like lower back and like lower back. You usually like too.
My
so,
feet are yeah, a big one.
Feet are definite. They're just easy too. That it just you throw them on me, and then it's like.
Which is my favorite season of the year?
Yours, fall.
Nope.
What?
Winter.
Is it winter? Oh, yeah. I thought it was fall.
Yours is summer.
No, mine. I mean, I would consider mine probably fall. Yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I don't okay. like. I like summer a lot. I think summer's probably my second favorite. But
what is my favorite type of car?
The stupid Mercedes that we just saw today.
Yeah.
That was the car that you really wanted.
A red Mercedes or a Tesla.
What's my favorite car?
A Toyota Tacoma.
What's my dream car that I always said that I wanted? I bet you can't even think of that.
Is it like a classic car? No. I wouldn't know.
It's a 1967 Chevy Chevy Camaro.
Do you even know?
Yeah, I'm sorry. It's been a long day.
How would you describe the way I smell?
You smell good, like, definitely.
Generally.
Yeah, exactly. Like, it's, I mean, the only time you don't smell good is usually after, after like, workouts and stuff like that. Or, like, I mean, you definitely, like, you shower a lot less than I do, like.
Oh my god.
I would say so.
Thank you for making me sound freaking
dirty.
No,
I'm not saying it like that. I know people that go like 3 or 4 days without showering.
Okay,
I'm
listen.
You shower. No, you shower. You shower every day, but I shower like possibly twice a day and stuff like that.
Okay, just for the record.
Okay, stop.
I shower every single day.
Listen.
I wash my hair like once a week.
Yeah, I know that. That's what I was saying though. I was saying that I shower more. I'm not saying that you don't shower every day. Like, don't make it seem like I was making you seem like a gross human being or something.
Okay, fine. Fine. All right. Let's, I don't know how many that was, but let's switch over to the questions that were submitted to us. I said I would keep them anonymous, so I'm not going to say who said this.
Once we have more episodes in, if people keep sending them to us, then we can, if they want us to, we can say their names out there and stuff like that.
Okay. What are your favorite podcasts besides Millennial Marriage, Winky Face?
That's true.
So, can I go first?
Yeah, you go first. I mean, you have a lot of them. I have
one. I'm actually going to open my Apple Podcasts. I listen to podcasts because I sit at a desk job, like, all day long, sometimes from, like, 8 to 6 p.m. So, I listen to podcasts all day long. Yeah,
I can't, so.
So, every Monday and Thursday, I'm listening to Chicks in the Office.
Well, yeah. Love them. That's a classic, yeah.
Love them. I love Mile Higher with Kendall Ray and Josh.
I've enjoyed that very much.
Yeah, they're like conspiracy and like true crime. Love them. I really like Imagined Life.
Oh, that's the one
where
yeah.
you have to guess who it they're is. Talking
that
about.
That was interesting when we did that in the car at the time. Yeah,
that was that's a good one.
I also got it, Reba McEntire, like whatever. I'm just really good at that.
I love like for news, The Daily, Start Here. That's really it, I guess. I liked Ellen on the Go for a little bit there. Dr. Death, I really loved.
All right. We get it. You like podcasts.
Emma Chamberlain's Stupid Genius. Okay, yeah, I can keep going.
I have two. But it won't. I have two. Pardon My Take is one of them that I like, and that's the Barstool. And then the other one's Joe Rogan. He's like, I've always loved Joe Rogan just before, even before that. His stand-up's hilarious. I haven't seen it live, but I want to go see it really badly. My brother said it was awesome, but he's just like, and the guests that he has on, they're just always so interesting to me. And like, he's like someone that you watch and you're just like, wow, he literally brought himself from nothing. And like with the podcast game, like he was obviously famous before that, but like he literally like made his name real big with like podcasts and stuff like that, even though the UFC really fucking made his name, but whatever.
Okay. What are you gonna do if someone's sexual needs aren't met? This is a heavy hitter for the first episode.
No, you figure it out and move on. Like you gotta try new things
before you answer. To the person that asked this, and I can say this, you freaking suck for asking this question on the first episode. Like, way to be all deep like you always are. Anyway, continue.
I mean, it's the truth, though. I mean, like, in any relationship, if something doesn't, it's not hitting the spot or something like that, you'd change it or do something different. You always have to. Like,
I think we have had times where we've been open about it too with each other, like
oh, I don't like this position, let's not do that, it wasn't really that great, or something like that, or
I'm in a slump and like you need to be patient with me because like whatever, that's usually me, but
or like using different things if you wanted to and stuff like that. Like you never know what, like you can just change. Like
huge supporters of bringing adult toys
instruments
into the bedroom.
We actually bring giant tubas into the bedroom. Instruments like that.
Whatever. But yeah, I think it comes down to communication too.
No,
like you
100%,
can't you can't fake, like if your needs aren't being met, you can't fake it. Like you got to tell them. And
no,
like
100%. Yeah. Like there's no point in one person not enjoying sex. Like you want both of you to enjoy the sex, so then it's like a very sensual kind of thing when two people are doing that. So yeah, it's
what are your favorite contraceptives? So this is a good one. I think we should do a whole episode on it, like on contraceptives. What we've tried. I would say tell me if you disagree, our favorite now is the IUD. We don't need to worry about
exactly.
it. And like
it just gives us a good like
we know,
state of mind
yeah.
that we don't have
I don't
to worry
need to
about
worry
it.
About
exactly.
taking a pill like every day. We don't need to worry about like a condom breaking. And for me, like when we do an episode on this, I'll go into detail about like the experience, but like I've had a great experience. Like
side
effects.
Yeah.
It did not hurt. Like I love it. I don't feel it. I don't worry about it.
No, I agree.
The most unexpectedly difficult thing about living together.
Not sure. That was a little Macy's sleep bark in there. That was wacky.
For me, I would say, like, having to tell you to clean.
Yeah,
I can. Like, I wish you would just do
it. Yeah, but see, like, this is where, like, this kind of... We could do a whole podcast too, because, like, I feel sometimes that I do the dishes 3 or 4 times in a row, and it's like, oh, wow, I've been doing the dishes 3 or 4 times in a row, and then
I vacuum every single time.
Yeah, but I'm not trying to get in an argument. I'm just saying that it works both ways, so that's the thing.
I think stuff like that, and also having my own space.
Yeah.
Like, in college, when I lived with Heidi, we had our own rooms. So even though we, like, shared the apartment, like... And, like, I never wanted to get away from Heidi, if I needed to, like, be alone,
yeah, I mean, she I had the same kind of thing, too. Room. Yeah, exactly. Like,
but, like, with you, we share a room, and we share the bed, and we have a second room, but, like, there's nothing in here, and the basement's kind of, like, weird.
Listen,
like,
don't get me wrong. Every once in a while, like, if I don't come, or you don't come home, or you're somewhere else, or whatever, and, like... And or, like, I know that you're going somewhere or going home or something like that. I'm going to be the house alone. I don't mind. I don't like it. I obviously would rather have you here. But it's nice every once in a while to have that, like, where it's, like, alone. It's just you, like, whatever. I mean, I'm never alone because I have the dog. We have the dog always. But, like, it's still.
But I just think, like, having my own space.
Oh,
like,
yeah, no. I
agree with
that.
Being able to decorate the room and not having to worry about if it's too girly or just stupid shit like that. Okay. Best date spot you've been to in Philly. This is a good one.
I mean, I thought the place we went to tonight was...
good.
Is pretty cute. But I don't know. The riverfront was awesome.
The river...
Riverside? No,
what's it called?
What the hell is it?
It's Spruce Street Harbor Park.
Spruce Street. Yeah, well, we sat on, like, that
net
thing that looked out on the water.
So,
I mean, you're looking at Camden, but, like, it's still, it's really cool.
No, in Philly, they have Spruce Street Harbor Park, which is, like, right on the water by, like, the Ben Franklin Bridge. And in the winter, they have, like,
the river rink and all that stuff.
And I also forgot they have the river rink in the summer, and it's roller skating. And they just have, like, cool, like, pop-up, like, food places.
Yeah,
stuff like
beer
that.
And all kinds of stuff. So it's, like, it's just an interesting place to, like, just hang out and go to. And, like, they have hammocks in that one area, so that's
it's a
really
cute date spot. I think food-wise, though, I freaking love 21 Manning.
Oh, yeah, I can agree with that, yeah.
That's my favorite food place that we've been to so far.
I don't know about that. Standard Tap is, like, one of your favorites, too.
Oh, yeah. I do like Standard Tap.
You just like their fries, honestly. I mean, actually, no. I also like that they have different stuff, like, all the time, too, which is awesome.
Okay, so then the last three we've kind of already answered. Are you two really married?
No.
No, we're not.
No. But it's okay.
What made you guys want to start this podcast? We already talked about it, really. And then the last question, I think, is more or less a joke. I'll read it, but it doesn't need to be answered. When your lesbian girlfriend is cheating on you with a girl, how do you swing for the threesome?
It's a hard thing, I feel like.
You don't.
Yo, I mean, that's coming from you, but every guy's dream is to fucking have a threesome with two girls. Like, or even two lesbian girls, that's, like, just, that's even a higher notch. Like, you get a threesome with two girls is one thing, and then you get the lesbian threesome. You're like, wow, I just knocked out two lesbians. It's awesome.
So, I'm just gonna check Instagram one more time, because I posted a story. I doubt anybody responded to it.
Yeah, so.
Let's see.
Well, how would you go about...
No questions.
Trying to, if we were in the other situation, not the gay part, it's just quick threesome thing. Like, if you were, how would you go about trying to have a threesome? Like, it's,
well, I would never have a threesome with two gay dudes.
I'm not saying that. I was saying with take the gay part out of it. I'm just saying threesome worthy of it. I don't know. It's an interesting topic for me. I don't know. I'm intrigued.
Maybe we'll save it for a later date.
Well, you're no fun. Okay.
I think on that note.
Right.
That's the first podcast.
Yeah, no, I think that was pretty productive. Everybody keep listening. Once again, Instagram,
Millennial Marriage 1. We have our own Instagrams. A_Rich8 is mine.
Yeah, definitely. And then tomorrow we'll have the video up at 2:00. We'll have all the information on where it's gonna be.
No video.
Audio up tomorrow, and we'll have everything down. Later we might do a video as we're doing it or whatever of us, because but we're just trying to get this down first, and then we'll take it from there. So
thanks for listening. Yeah. Tell your friends if you liked it.
Follow the Instagram.
Let us know. If you have topics, like,
shout
feedback,
us out.
Please.
Yeah, please do. Guys, all right. I'll catch you guys.